Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
If you go to our Wave Facebook page, you will see the list of passwords that you should not use. I mean, maybe you were a big fan of Blink 182 when they were... Do you remember Blink? All the small things, those guys. Anyway, apparently Blink 182 is one of the most hackable passwords out there. I don't know why. Russian hackers who suddenly discovered Blink 182? I don't know. But anyway, yeah. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center. They analyzed passwords from the accounts that had been breached to people around the world. They found Blink 182. I just find this funny. Blink 182 was the most commonly used musical artist. I guess because people see, well, it's a combination of names and numbers. These hackers will never figure this out. Blink 182. How clever of me. It's the most commonly used musical artist. So I guess that means we shouldn't be using Maroon 5 either, right? Just so you know. Or Matchbox 20 or any of those. Superman was the most commonly used fictional character, okay? Don't make your password Superman. I mean, these hackers are, you know, they're pretty good at what they do. Also, they say don't use Cowboys 1. I don't know whether that's a sports reference or what, but just because you put a one after it, it's going to make it tough. So those are what. Now, of course, the winner, the most hacked password, which I still find it amazing in this day and age after all the times we've talked about this. The 10 most common passwords included number combinations like 123456. But then people make it really complicated. They go 123456789. like they're going to give up after six. Comrades, I cannot figure this out. 123456 not working. Give up. America has gotten us. That also phrases like QWERTY, which is right along the keyboard line there. And of course, the much loved and time honored password of password. So don't use that word unless you don't want to get hacked. It's all on our Wave Facebook page. It does kind of make me want to play Blink 182 now, but I don't think I'm allowed to do this. All the small things.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.